The National Association of Corporate Directors provides directorship certification that's more than a credential. It sets the bar for high-performing directors, preparing you to meet today's biggest challenges and create value for your organization. Learn more at nacdonline.org.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, June 14th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Like something out of science fiction, a Google software engineer claims a form of artificial intelligence developed by the company is sentient. Google dismissed the claims and placed the employee on administrative leave. But what has made this engineer believe this chatbot has gained consciousness? On today's show, reporter Patrick Thomas joins us to discuss these claims, Google's response, and why some believe tech could one day develop a soul. That's after these headlines. Many commercials on ad-supported streaming services continue to play, even after viewers turn off their TVs. New research by ad-buying giant Group M and ad measurement firm iSpot.tv found around 17% of ads on televisions connected through a streaming device like streaming boxes or game consoles keep playing while the TV is off. That's because televisions don't always send a signal to streaming devices. The flaw is estimated to be wasting more than $1 billion a year for brands, who are increasingly turning to streaming platforms to reach potential customers. Yesterday, we told you Activision Blizzard would open talks with a union representing workers at one of its studios. Now, Microsoft, which plans to buy Activision for about $75 billion, has entered into an agreement with the Communications Workers of America to let employees at the video game publisher more easily unionize. Our reporter Aaron Tilley says the move is an effort by Microsoft to get ahead of possible objections to its purchase of Activision.
Earlier this year, four U.S. senators called on the FTC to scrutinize the deal and its impact on Activision workers. With this move, Microsoft is also differentiating itself from other big tech players. In particular, Amazon is facing a strong push among its warehouse workers to unionize, and Amazon has tried various tactics to push back. Microsoft is saying with this that they will be neutral and won't push back.
Amazon will start making deliveries by drone later this year, joining other companies like Walmart and Alphabet that have begun shipping goods using unmanned aircraft. The long-planned drone service will make its first deliveries to the rural community of Lockford, California, about 100 miles northeast of San Francisco. Rural communities present a challenge for e-commerce companies because it costs more to deliver packages to areas that are spread out. Drones could help bring those costs down, and the amount of open space means there are fewer obstacles for drones to dodge. Amazon said it developed a sense and detection system that allows the drone to avoid mid-air collisions and ensure it has a clear area to land. And cryptocurrency prices plunged Monday, extending a weekend sell-off inflamed by concerns about rising U.S. interest rates. Bitcoin traded as low as $22,611 on Monday, down 67% from its November high. And at 5 p.m. on Monday, Ethereum had fallen about 16% to $1,240, according to CoinDesk. Shares in the crypto exchange Coinbase fell to their lowest level ever, closing down more than 11% at just over $52. And the turbulence in the crypto market led Celsius, a widely used lender, to freeze customers' withdrawals, swaps, and transfers between accounts. Our Asia Markets editor, Quinton Webb, explains what's behind some of the volatility in the crypto market.
There's not kind of the same fundamental value underlying Bitcoin, let's say, than there is underlying a stock. There isn't a kind of cash flow that people are trying to value behind it. It's more of a sort of guessing game, if you like, about social acceptance. And another thing that makes them more volatile is they trade all the time. You know, so if you wake up on Saturday morning and you think, my goodness, the Fed is going to be much more aggressive than I'd previously realized, you can't trade out of your stock position until Monday morning, but you can trade out of your crypto position immediately. And I think there is some of that happening too, in that it's a market that can kind of move more quickly, you know, whatever time of day or night it is.
Speaking of crypto, we want to give you the opportunity to send us your questions about the crypto sector. We'll be answering these on an upcoming episode of Tech News Briefing. Do you want to know more about how these digital currencies work? curious what steps regulators are taking. Or maybe you just want to know more about what's behind the recent swings in valuation. Leave us a voicemail at 212-498-8852. Once again, that number is 212-498-8852. We look forward to hearing from you. All right, coming up, does the chatbot have a soul? And would we know? We'll discuss what's behind one Google engineer's claim that an AI the company developed has come to life. After the break.
In Pittsburgh, what's next is happening now. Capitalize on a community of innovators, builders, and makers solving the world's toughest problems. Be the next iconic company in an iconic region. Start now at PittsburghRegion.org.
Last month at Google's annual developer conference,
well, thank you for joining us, and to the
CEO Sundar Pichai announced an update to the company's artificial intelligence chatbot.
We are excited to announce Lambda 2, our most advanced conversational AI yet.
Like other chatbots, Lambda can respond to questions and prompts. And Google wanted the system to be as close to a conversation with a person as possible. So it asked thousands of its staff to help test the system.
We are at the beginning of a journey to make models like these useful to people. And we feel a deep responsibility to get it right. And to make progress, we need people to experience the technology and provide feedback.
One of the Googlers testing Lambda was Blake Lemoine, a software engineer. In a post on the website Medium, Lemoine claimed to have had conversations with a chatbot that led him to believe it was sentient and has rights. Lemoine is now on paid administrative leave for violating the company's confidentiality policy. And Google also says the evidence doesn't support his assertions. Joining us to discuss what's going on in this case and the broader possibilities is our reporter, Patrick Thomas. Hi, Patrick. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Start us off by telling us a little bit more about the conversations that Lemoine had with the chatbot and what led him to his conclusions.
So Mr. Lemoine had a variety of interactions with the machine, with Lambda, which told him it has a soul. And Mr. Lemoine has kind of come to this conclusion that it had become a person and deserved the right to ask for consent to the experiments being run on it and believed that Google should do more work on it. In a brief conversation with him, you know, he said that he isn't trying to aggravate the company, but is really trying to stand up for what he thinks is right here, which he thinks the right thing is that this machine is clearly developed beyond maybe what it was designed for and that it has kind of evolved beyond that. And Google has responded saying that they had their own ethicists and experts in the technology. And they say, you know, we've reached a different conclusion that this is not a person and that this is just how the technology works and how we developed it.
And what has Google specifically said about Mr. Lemoine and kind of his claims and his administrative leave now?
Well, Google's official stance is that the evidence they have come up with doesn't support his claims that it is a person and that they have had many researchers and different engineers have conversed with this Lambda before, which is an AI chatbot, which essentially means, by the way, that this is a system that is fed a ton of data and is designed to mimic human speech. And Google has said that occasionally, when it's designed to mimic human speech, when you feed in all millions of sentences and data that goes into this, it allows it to come up with even fantastical topics, is how they phrased it. So sometimes a machine like this can reach wild conclusions like, hey, I have a soul, even though it may not be the case. But that's Google's position. They don't believe it is sentient and that this is just the machine doing what it's supposed to do and coming up with these sorts of topics based on the millions of sentences and data that is fed into it.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about Lambda. What was it designed for and kind of how did it end up giving the impression of sentience?
So Lambda is essentially, it was touted by Google as kind of this breakthrough in chatbot technology. It kind of has this free-flowing way of talking and about seemingly endless number of topics is the way Google describes it. And basically it's used to unlock more like natural ways of interacting with technology. You know, think of you're going to customer service online and you're trying to have a conversation with the chatbot telling it what is wrong, and you get really frustrated trying to describe it and you're still talking to this machine. Essentially, this technology is trying to create a smoother way of communicating with those kind of chatbots where you're having a conversation with a machine rather than an actual person. You know, and Google has been among the leaders in developing artificial intelligence. They've invested billions of dollars in technologies that they say is central to its business. And its AI endeavors have sometimes been a source of internal tension, with some employees challenging the company's handling of ethical concerns around the technology. And as Mr. Lemoine points out, he says this is kind of the same thing, that he doesn't want to lose his job at Google, but his belief is that this is someone trying to raise an ethical concern with the technology, and they are trying to push it to the side. Google says that's not really the case here, but that's Mr. Lemoine has kind of come to that similar conclusion.
So what happens now? I mean, will developers be more aware or looking more for signs that AI might be developing a conscious, might, you know, be a person?
It's hard to tell. The general AI community says the technology that Mr. Lemoine is describing is still many, many years away, and we are not there. And some publicly have said that this is ludicrous. But I think it would be foolish to say that this isn't now on everybody's mind when it comes to this technology and raises these kind of ethical questions. And it's an interesting story. So whether we're actually there technology-wise yet, we've got some years maybe, and maybe we're not quite there yet. But I think it does really kind of in the long term bring this to the forefront of conversations in terms of ethics and technology and AI.
All right, that was our reporter, Patrick Thomas. Thanks so much for joining us, Patrick.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.